Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Story that was kind of breaking overnight of these arrests in Zurich of FIFA officials, and Martin Ziegler is a journalist with the Press Association. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
I suppose that this story has been breaking, so you probably have to give us an idea of the timeline of what's been happening and who's being arrested and why.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, at about 6 o'clock this morning, Swiss time, the officials from the Swiss justice authorities swooped to the hotel and made 6 arrests of FIFA officials on basically American-related corruption allegations.
And with the nature of it, then, it will have come as no surprise to some people, because people reckon that in many ways FIFA is a body that seriously needs some cleaning out.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these charges, the most senior person who's been arrested is a FIFA vice president from the Cayman Islands, Jeffrey Webb. He's head of the North American Caribbean Confederation. You know, obviously, there's been huge amounts of negative headlines for FIFA over the last 4 years, or even longer, actually, over the last decade. Mm. And this is just, I think, really, it's another crisis moment for the world governing body.
Yeah, and one of many, I suppose, you could say, Martin, and maybe the time has come for FIFA to face its demons. But how is it that an organisation so big and so important to the sporting world seems to constantly be overshadowed by the word bribery, for example?
Well, I think a lot of the reason is you know, people get in, you know, people come from all over the world, all different parts of the world. They're elected by their own bodies. They become part of FIFA. It's a cushy number for them. They want to keep their places. Other things are based on patronage, and then that moves on into the sort of slightly murky world of financial favors being paid for various tournaments, television rights, all those sorts of things. And it's unfortunately, it's a fact of, you know, football, you could say, is perhaps a wider reflection of the world society.
Right. I mean, it reads like a box set season of the Tudors sometimes, with fiefdoms and favours. So at the top of that then chain, you have Sepp Blatter, who's looking for his fifth term of office in a row, which can't really be healthy for any institution.
Well, I think a lot of people think that, you know, a big step forward would be limiting the amount of terms you could have in office to two. For example, like the American presidency, you only have two terms in office. And I think a lot of people feel that would do a lot to crack down on some of the outrages, I think you can call them, that we've seen, you know, over the years of FIFA, because this isn't a one-off. This is just the latest in a series of very, very embarrassing situations for the world governing body.
Okay, and then briefly then back to Geneva, the arrests were made, 6 FIFA officials arrested, detained. Why now? Do you any indication as to why last night? Why at this junction?
Well, everybody's arrived in Zurich. It's in Zurich, actually. Everyone's arrived in Zurich for the ahead of the FIFA election. So this is the time that they will have known that all these officials from lots of different countries are all going to be in one place. And this is based on an FBI and US attorney investigation. So it's the Swiss have a reciprocal agreement in terms of extradition. So it makes sense to wait until everybody was here. Then the Swiss authorities can pounce. And then after that, they can be extradited to the USA to face indictments.
Okay, well, we'll watch that story with great interest. Martin, thank you for your time this morning. Nice to talk to you. Martin Ziegler, Chief Sports Reporter with the Press Association, reporting from Zurich on that story at 9:17.